Hey, welcome in. I am Mia.
And I am Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day. 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, the Danish word for cozy, and why your grandma already knew it.
Let us get into it. Okay, so last week, after we recorded, I went home and could not sleep.
Why not? Did the episode keep you up? Too much excitement?
No, I read an article about hygge right before bed. Big mistake.
Say the word again. What is hygge?
Hygge. H-Y-G-G-E. It is a Danish word. It means cozy. But apparently, it means more than cozy. It is like a whole lifestyle. The Danes have a word for the feeling of sitting under a blanket with a candle and a warm drink on a rainy evening.
That sounds nice. Why could you not sleep?
Because the article had a shopping list at the bottom. Essential hygge items for your home. A specific kind of candle. A specific kind of blanket with a certain weight. A specific kind of dim lamp. A specific kind of wool socks. I do not own any of those things. I have a regular candle from the grocery store. I have a blanket that is a little too thin. I have one lamp that is bright and one that is broken.
So you were lying in bed, mentally grading your apartment.
Exactly. I started Googling hygge candles at midnight. I added three things to my cart. I almost bought a wool blanket that costs more than my desk chair. For a blanket that I would cover myself with while sitting.
Did you buy it?
No. I stopped myself. I closed the laptop. But the next day, I decided I would try to make my apartment cozy, properly, the Danish way. I would not buy anything. I would just use what I had.
What did you do?
I lit the cheap grocery store candle. It smells like vanilla and something I cannot name, but it is fine. I turned off the main light and turned on the small lamp. I put my laptop away. I wrapped myself in my regular blanket, the one that is too thin, and I sat on my couch.
Okay, that sounds cozy already.
It should have been. But I sat there and I kept thinking, is this it? Is this cozy? Am I doing it right? I was performing cozy. I was not being cozy. I was checking my own performance.
Oh no, that is the opposite of cozy.
Right. So I gave up. I called my mom. I told her I am trying to make my apartment feel cozy, like the Danish style, and it is not working. She laughed for maybe 10 seconds. Then she said, cozy? Just boil some water, put your feet in a basin, and drink something hot. That is cozy. That has always been cozy.
Your mom said that? Just like that?
Yes. She did not know what hygge was. She did not care. So I boiled water, I poured it into a plastic basin, I put my feet in, I made a cup of tea, and I sat there, feet in warm water, tea in hand, no candle, no special blanket, and I felt it. That warm, quiet, nothing else matters feeling. That is hygge, that is exactly what I was trying to buy.
So the whole shopping list was not necessary.
Not necessary at all. I had been trying to buy a feeling I already had the recipe for. Boil water, drink something warm, sit still. That is it. The whole Danish lifestyle in three steps.
That is a very short recipe.
Boil, drink, sit. That is the whole Danish lifestyle in three words.
I can remember three words.
Right? And the funny thing is, I did not need Denmark to tell me that. My mom has been telling me that my whole life. She just did not call it hygge. She called it drink something hot and sit down for a minute. Same thing. Same warm feeling. Just different words.
So the recipe was in your family the whole time?
The whole time. I just did not know it had a Danish name.
Okay, so your story about your mom is making me think about my own family.
Yeah?
My grandmother does not know what hygge is. She is maybe 75, but she has been practicing it for probably 70 years.
What does she do?
Every evening she boils water, but she does not use a basin. She has this wooden bucket. It is not a fancy bucket. It is old. The wood is dark from years of hot water. She fills it about this high, sits on a small wooden stool, and puts her feet in. Then she covers the bucket with a towel to keep the steam in.
That sounds so specific.
It is very specific. And she drinks plain hot water while she sits. No tea, no honey, just hot water in a plain glass. And she sits there for maybe 30 minutes every single evening.
Every evening?
Every evening, rain or shine, hot summer or cold winter. That bucket has been in the family longer than I have been alive. And I never had a word for it. I just thought, Grandma is doing her evening thing. But after you told me about Hyuga, I realized she is doing the exact same thing. Different bucket, same feeling.
Wow. Different bucket, same feeling.
That should be on a t-shirt.
It really should.
Yeah. And here is my version. I do not use a wooden bucket, but I have a small thing I do after work. I come home, I change into the oldest, softest t-shirt I own, the one with a tiny hole near the collar. I do not wear it out. I only wear it at home.
The whole shirt.
The whole shirt, and I make a cup of tea. Not fancy tea, just a tea bag and a mug. And I sit in one specific chair in my living room, the same chair. Every evening.
The same chair?
The same chair. It is not a good chair. It is a little old. The fabric is a bit rough on one side from years of use. But something happens when I sit there. My shoulders drop. My breathing slows down. I do not check my phone. I do not turn on the TV. I just sit for maybe 15 minutes. Nothing happens. And that is the point.
That is your Hyuga.
That is my Hyuga. I just did not know it had a name. I thought it was just the thing I do before dinner.
And you used the chipped green mug?
Of course I use the chipped green mug. That mug is the official cup of my chair time. It is not a fancy mug. It has a chip on the rim, but it is the one I reach for every time. My hand knows where the chip is. My tea knows the mug.
The chipped green mug. Yesterday we talked about it at the coffee shop. Now it is in your living room chair. That mug gets around.
It really does. But here is the thing I want to say. I think we have been told that coziness is something you have to create from scratch. You need the right candle, the right blanket, the right word in a foreign language to describe it. But the truth is, we already have cozy moments. We just do not call them anything.
Say more.
Think about it. What is your cozy? Not the one you tried to make with the candle, the one you already have. The one you do without thinking.
Honestly, my cozy is the first 5 minutes after I turn off my alarm in the morning when I know I have nowhere to be for 10 more minutes. That warmth under the blanket, the quiet, no one asking me anything.
That is a very good cozy.
Right? And I never thought of it as cozy. I thought of it as that lazy moment before I have to get up. But it is the same thing. Warm, quiet, no demands.
Exactly. Coziness is not a product you buy. It is a moment you recognize. And once you start looking for it, you find it everywhere. In the steam from your tea. In the old chair you always sit in. In the 5 minutes before you get out of bed.
So we are saying you do not need a Danish word for this. You just need to notice it.
That is exactly what I am saying.
Speaking of which, let me ask you something. What is the English word for that warm feeling we have been talking about?
The word is cozy. C-O-Z-Y. It is probably the closest English word to Hyuga. Short, warm, and it sounds exactly like what it means.
Perfect. Let us do word power. We have 10 words today. Ready?
Ready.
Number one, cozy.
Cozy, adjective. It means warm, comfortable, and soft, like a small hug from your room. My apartment feels so cozy when it rains. You can also use it for people. She is a cozy person to be around.
Nice. Number two, ritual.
Ritual, noun, a thing you do the same way every time, like a small ceremony that belongs to you. My evening tea is a ritual I never skip. It does not have to be religious. It just has to be regular.
Number three, comfortable.
Comfortable, adjective. When your body feels good, not tight, not cold, not stressed. I changed into my most comfortable clothes after work. You can also say a place is comfortable. This chair is not fancy, but it is comfortable.
Four, atmosphere.
Atmosphere, noun. The feeling of a place. Every room has an atmosphere. The candle created a nice atmosphere. You can also say, I like the atmosphere of this coffee shop.
Five, to wrap.
To wrap, verb. To cover yourself in something warm. I wrapped myself in a blanket and sat by the window. You can also wrap your hands around a warm cup. I wrapped my hands around the mug and felt the warmth.
Six, steam.
Steam, noun. The hot white vapor that comes from boiling water. I watched the steam rise from my cup of tea. Steam is also what makes a room feel warm in winter. Very cozy word.
Seven, dim.
Dim, adjective. Not bright, soft light. I prefer dim light in the evening. It helps me relax. Dim is the opposite of bright. A dim room feels calm. A bright room feels active.
Eight, content.
Content, adjective. Happy with what you have, not wanting anything more. I sat there, feet in warm water, feeling completely content. It is a quiet kind of happiness, not exciting, just full.
Nine, familiar.
Familiar, adjective. Something you know well because you have seen it or done it many times. The familiar feeling of my old blanket helped me fall asleep. Familiar things are comfortable because you already know them.
10. Peaceful.
Peaceful. Adjective. Calm. No noise. No stress. The quiet evening was the most peaceful part of my week. Peaceful is what your brain feels when nothing is demanding your attention.
Okay, let me try to put all 10 in one sentence. Ready?
Ready.
I wrapped myself in a familiar blanket, sat in the dim light, watched the steam rise from my tea, and felt completely cozy and content in the peaceful atmosphere of my own small ritual.
That is the coziest sentence I have ever heard. I want to live in that sentence.
All 10 words, one picture. That is what the episode is about.
It really is.
Okay, before we wrap, real talk.
All right. Real talk. I want to ask you something, and I want a real answer.
Go ahead.
After everything we just said, the Hygge article, the shopping list, your mom, my grandma, the whole shirt, the chair, what is the one thing you want people to remember from this episode?
I think I want them to know that they already have cozy. They do not need to go looking for it. They do not need to buy it. They already have it.
That is a good sentence. Let us build on that.
Okay, here we go. 10 small things. Takeaway one, cozy is not a shopping list. You do not need a special candle from a special brand. You do not need a Danish name for it. You need warm water and 5 minutes of stillness. That is the whole recipe. Everything else is just marketing.
Takeaway two, find your one chair or your one corner or your one cup. It does not have to be fancy, it just has to be yours. A small fixed spot where your body knows it is okay to relax. Your body needs a signal. That chair is the signal. It could be a corner of the couch, it could be the edge of your bed. It just has to be the same spot every time.
Takeaway three, notice the cozy you already have. That first quiet moment after you sit down with a warm drink. That 5 minutes before you get out of bed when the alarm has not gone off yet. That feeling of putting on soft clothes after a long day. It is already there. You just have to name it.
Takeaway four, rituals are better than things. A thing you can buy in a store. A ritual you build over time. The ritual of boiling water and sitting still for 10 minutes will give you more cozy than any blanket from a magazine. Things arrive in a box. Rituals arrive in your bones.
Takeaway five, give your cozy a name. Call it Hygge. Call it tea time. Call it my evening thing. Call it whatever you want. Naming it makes it real. It turns an accident into a habit. It turns a random quiet moment into something you can count on. A name gives it a shape.
Takeaway 6. Permission to do nothing. You do not have to be productive in your cozy time. You do not have to meditate. You do not have to journal. You do not have to work on yourself. You just have to sit. The sitting is the whole point. Doing nothing is the action. It is not a waste. It is maintenance.
Takeaway 7. Tiny joy. Pick one evening this week, just one evening. Turn off the main light. Boil some water. Sit in your chair. No phone, no laptop, no TV. 10 minutes. That is your tiny joy. That is the whole episode in one small action.
Takeaway 8. Not all people are cozy, and that is okay. Some people are cozy to be around. You feel warm when they are in the room. Some people take energy from you. Notice the difference. Spend your quiet evenings with the cozy ones. You have a choice.
Takeaway 9. The chipped mug is better than the new one. I really mean this. The object you have used 100 times already knows your hand. The new one does not. Cozy is familiar. Cozy is the things that have been with you. A chip is not a flaw. It is a memory.
Takeaway 10. Cozy does not need a passport. It does not need to come from Denmark. It does not need a foreign name. Your grandma already had it. Your mom already told you about it. You already have a version of it. You just have to sit down and notice.
All right, we have 10. That is a good pile. Let me try to land this.
Please.
Here is the thing. We spend so much energy trying to make our lives feel special. We buy things. We plan things. We look for the perfect word in a foreign language. But the cozy was never in the store. It was in the steam from your cup. It was in the old chair with the rough fabric. It was in the wooden bucket from your grandma. It was already yours. You just had to sit still long enough to notice.
Yeah.
So if you do one thing this week, just do this. Boil some water. Wrap your hands around something warm. Sit down in your spot and notice that you are already there. That is not nothing. That is the whole thing.
I like that.
Cozy is not something you buy. It is something you already have. You just have to notice it. All right, that is our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.